in my life. I'm playing the game.
Hello, everybody. Les, good to see you in the chat. Easy on you, Brian. Hello, Don. Germanicus, good to see you. Haven't seen you in a while. Oh, shut that feedback up. Alumnus, Dirt Rhiner, how you doing? Mona Montgomery, Rowdy Galley.
How you doing, Jerry? Send Longshanks.
Kentucky, Bruce Bond. Anybody I may have missed? Quentin Emma Heiser, how you doing? Germanicus, I'll tell you what I think about Harold Covington. He's a dirty rat bastard that isn't worth 2 minutes of your time.
Or the time of any white man. Harold Covington is a straight piece of doggone.
Yes, alumnus, trolling is infantile. The trolls of Christigenia are Martin Lindstedt, Bruce Gorman, Bill Gloss, Jeremy Visser. And there are others. At least occasional others. Some of the people in here that come in under their own names are nothing but trolls with agendas like Carp Hunter, Eunuch, Tattered Fag, and some of these other idiots that we have learned not to unmute. Buddhist meditation practices should not be in the Christian faith. Read the Psalms. The ideal, that the Christian ideal, a man who was after God's own heart, was King David. He meditated on the law of God. We're to meditate on the Word of God. And the more we meditate on the Word of God, the more we become conformed to the will of God. It's that simple. That's how Christians should meditate. Spend the night thinking about what you read. Thank you.
think? This is Christogenia Saturdays. Today is Saturday, February 28th, 2015. Praise Yahweh, the God of Israel. And once again, thank you for listening. Here is our fourth discussion on the Roman Catholic Church and the humanists of Martin Luther's Germany. This is really a subtopic in a broader discussion which we hope to continue throughout the coming year, which we have titled Martin Luther in Life and Death. In our first presentation in this endeavor, we discussed aspects of Luther's own life, and we saw that he himself was a humanist, one of the so-called poets, who upon having had an epiphany, suddenly turned to Christianity and joined a monastery. He became a priest several years later. From there, we have been presenting a series which we have subtitled The Devil in Luther's Dream, where we have hoped to illustrate the nature of the Roman Catholic Church, that the humanist turned priest, Martin Luther, had later sought to reform. And when he found that he could not reform it, he sought to liberate himself and his German Catholic Church from its clutches. What we call the Reformation should in that essence have instead been called the Liberation. It would eventually result in the 30 Years' War and the destruction of much of medieval Germany. We have been following something called the Reuchlin controversy, and that is because the historian that we chose to follow